From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. Last week, as you know, we did not broadcast our puzzle segment because of the shuttle tragedy. Thank you for all your understanding and your patience. Today, we have that segment which we had recorded for you. So, through the magic of audio, joining us from New York is Puzzle Master Will Shortz.
Hi, Leanne.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Very well, thanks. I got to spend a few days in Cleveland, Ohio. Finally got to see the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which was lots of fun. And then went and met some of our listeners in Worcester, Ohio, spelled W-O-O-S-T-E-R, but pronounced Worcester, I was told, for WKSU, and it was great fun. Well, you know, this challenge we had, first of all, why don't you repeat it for us?
Yes, it came from listener Elliot Schiff of Allentown, Pennsylvania. I said, name a breakfast food in seven letters, add an F as in Frank, and rearrange the resulting eight letters to name a dinner entree. What is it?
What is it?
It is oatmeal and meatloaf.
That's fascinating. You know, I used to make meatloaf with oatmeal. There's a recipe on the back of the oatmeal box for meatloaf. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, it's true.
And if you take a letter away from oatmeal, you get tamale. So you can make a tamale oatmeal meatloaf.
Okay, you can. I think we hit a record. 4,000 correct entries.
Man, oh man.
Man, oh man is absolutely right. And our randomly chosen lucky winner is Andy Banta from Orangevale, California. Hi, Andy.
Hi.
Wow, 1 out of 4,000. Pretty lucky.
Yes, sure am.
How long have you been playing puzzle?
Oh, years.
Years.
8 or 9 years.
Oh, that's good to know. Have you been sending in entries all along?
Oh, yeah. Not all of them, but fair number of them.
Well, finally, someone who's been sending in entries for a long time finally gets picked, because we tend to pick folks who say, oh, no, it's my first one, you know. How did you solve the puzzle?
Well, I thought about it quite a while, and I wasn't getting anywhere. And the other night, I said to my wife, Linda, we haven't solved this. And she said, oatmeal, and I said, meatloaf.
Whoa, excellent. Well done. And what do you do in Orangevale?
I'm a professor at California State University in Sacramento.
Okay. Well, Professor, are you ready to play?
I guess I am.
I guess I am, too. Will, what do you have for us today? And please meet Andy.
All right, Professor Andy, I'm going to give you some words. For each one, give me an opposite whose last two letters are the same as the last two letters of my word. For example, if I said first, you would say last. Now, here's a hint. Every answer is either four or five letters long.
Okay.
And they start easy. Your first one is north.
South.
Right. Number two is far, F-A-R.
Near.
Is right. Ill, I-L-L.
Ill, well.
Uh-huh. Over.
Under.
Uh-huh. Guest, G-U-E-S-T.
Guest, E-S-T. Host?
Yeah.
Host is right. Plus.
Minus.
That's right. Arrive, A-R-R-I-V-E.
I-V-E. Leave?
Leave, is it? Birth, B-I-R-T-H.
Birth, death.
Birth and death is right. Tense, T-E-N-S-E.
T-E-N-S-E?
That's it.
Tense.
If you're feeling a little tense, what would be the opposite of that?
Not loose?
Yeah,
loose. Is it. That's exactly it. Liquid.
Liquid. Solid.
That's it. Sundown.
Sundown. Can't be sun up.
What's the synonym for
dawn?
Sun up? Dawn is it. Decrease.
Increase.
Yeah, I knew you would say that, but it has to be four or five letters.
Four or five letters.
you're so sneaky. Decrease.
Increase.
Opposite of decrease, I'll tell you, it's four letters.
Decrease in four letters.
Rise?
Rise, is it? A rise in interest rate, say?
Rise.
A rise in interest rate or a decrease.
Okay.
Those would be opposites. Grumpy.
Grumpy. Happy?
Uh-huh. How about hidden? H-I-D-D-E-N.
Hidden.
Four letters?
Uh-huh.
Letters?
Yes.
Fine? No, no, no.
Open.
Open will do. Also seen, either way.
Seen.
And your last one is fictional.
Actual?
No, has to. I'll tell you, it's four letters.
Fictional.
Real?
Yeah.
Real is it. Nice job.
Professor Andy?
Yes.
We're giving you an A.
Okay.
Did you have any fun, Andy?
Yeah, it was great fun.
Oh, great. Well, we're going to send you some things for playing our puzzle today. You're going to get a weekend edition lapel pin, the Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Reference Set with CD-ROM, and it features print and electronic versions of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, and one of our favorite books, The Puzzle Master Presents from Random House. What's your public radio station out there in Orangevale, California?
Well, there's two. There's KXJZ and the sister station KXPR.
Oh, okay. And that's near Sacramento.
That's near Sacramento.
All right. Well, Andy Banta from Orangevale, California, you are a terrific guest, and thanks a lot for playing the puzzle with us today.
Oh, it was fun.
Yeah, okay. It was. Well, Will, the fun's not over. What can we work on this week?
Well, name a piece of game equipment, two words, each three letters, in which the two three-letter words are synonyms of each other in a non-game sense. What is it? So again, a piece of game equipment, and I'll tell you it's a critical part of the game. A piece of game equipment, two words, each three letters, in which the two words are synonyms of each other in a meaning not related to the game. What piece of game equipment is this?
I have no idea. I hope our listeners do. When you do, send us your answer. Send it to puzzle@npr.org. Once again, that's puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. And our deadline is 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include your day and evening phone numbers. We'll call you if you are the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz, who joined us from New York. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leanne.